This whole evolution of this story on Cuba, I've been reporting on Coast about this since 2001, and it was back actually in the summer before, in 2000, that the first surprising side-scan sonar images of what looked like architecture were seen a half mile down off the western tip of Cuba. And this has been one of the stories that I think I've had more feedback from Coast and Dreamland listeners about wanting to have updates. So I'm glad to be back with you tonight to talk a little bit about this, because the people who have been trying to keep the research going have tremendous challenges, both on the technical side, the money side. This is very deep. This is a half mile down.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Really is. And the only way that they can work down there effectively are with very expensive robots. And that ocean floor down there is very flat, and it's covered with white sand. And the objects stood out immediately on these side-scan sonars as rectangular over a huge area that covered, they are now estimating, at least 10 square kilometers, might even be bigger. And the camera is run by the remote-operated video control room on a ship that's owned and operated by engineer and oceanographer Paulina Zielitzki and her husband and business partner Paul Weinzweig. They are co-owners of Advanced Digital Communications International, Inc. Paulina, she started out, she was born and educated in the Soviet Union and was assigned later to work in Cuba. And then she married Paul, a Canadian citizen, and that's why ADC was based in Canada for a while. But more recently, ADC has become an international business company incorporated in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to conduct deep ocean bottom surveys in the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico.
Ah, okay.
And Paul and Paulina now live full-time in Havana. Well, back in 2000, Paulina had been contracted to take ocean current temperatures at various depths in the western peninsula of Cuba for a global warming study. And when she first saw the odd side-scan sonar images, she was stunned because there were 90-degree angles and regular spacing of large objects as deep as 2,200 feet. Nobody knew what the heck they were looking at. And Dr. Manuel Iturralde, a Ph.D. geologist at the National Museum of Natural History in Havana, he ended up going over and examining all of their videotape, their side-scan sonar, and he felt that there was enough substance to present a scientific paper about the stone structures that he referred to as megalithic, because they seem to be shaped or molded. And you can see frames from the ADC video at my website, www.earthfiles.com, which clearly show anomalous shapes. It's absolutely amazing looking at these videotapes.
It is.
And if you go to the top of the headlines page, click on the hot link to my Cuba update tonight. And I will be showing some of these fascinating videotape excerpts and more side-scan sonar images provided to me by Paul and Paulina for my presentation at the Ancient Earth Mysteries Conference in Laughlin, Nevada this weekend of September 27th to 28th. And I hope that some of you Coast listeners can make the conference, because this has been a long unfolding story and there's still a lot more to come over the next year. Now, Paulina, she knows Cuban and Caribbean archaeological histories, because one of ADC International's business services is to look for underwater shipwrecks and treasures and artifacts. And Paulina, in fact, had discovered in late 1998 that 100-year-old battleship, the Maine, that blew up mysteriously in 1898 and killed 260 American sailors and set off the Spanish-American War. So when she saw the Cuban side-scan sonar images with these 90-degree angles and the long, straight corridors, she thought of Mesoamerican architecture in places like Teotihuacan. It was a time on the Earth about 2,000 years ago when Teotihuacan might have been the largest city on this planet. Archaeologists estimate that nearly a quarter of a million people inhabited houses, apartments, and palaces covering almost 10 square miles on the northeast outskirts of what we know today to be Mexico City. And if you go straight east from there, you come to the Yucatan Peninsula. And if you keep going east, not very far from the Yucatan, you are at Cuba. And in fact, the western peninsula of Cuba, where this amazing find has been discovered, is land that geologists say does not belong with the island of Cuba, but matches more the Yucatan Peninsula. Something very odd and still not fully understood happened in that land between the Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba.
That is strange, Linda. And I tell you, you've got an interview, but let's hold it for next segment, okay?
All right.
Because I want to chat with you a little bit more about this as you give us this report. Now, when you say that it might have been more of the Yucatan Peninsula as opposed to Cuba, but aren't the structures closer to Cuba than to the Yucatan?
But see, what's at stake here, in a way, is the big question. If these are structures, and that's a big if, but the geologists, when Dr. Ederaldi did the analysis and did a report in a scientific paper, he said that he could not explain these structures in terms of natural geology. He still cannot, still thinks that they are looking at something that is structured, does not know the source. If it was a landmass that was on the surface of the water and it was somewhere around the Yucatan to Cuba area, how did it get down with structures seemingly intact down a half mile? That starts out as one of the big first questions, but that is an area, George, that has been so active over so many centuries with volcanoes and earthquakes. And there have been examples in which there was a part near Cuba that literally sank, but only sank down about 30 feet, but took an entire village. Well, now we're talking about a large area, if it's 10 kilometers, square kilometers or more, with these huge structures. How did it get down there? And this is where the geologists and everyone, they're baffled, because they do know that this western peninsula of Cuba appears to be more related to the Yucatan than to the island of Cuba itself geologically. It's another one of the mysteries. And that's implying that perhaps some kind of violence, whether it was volcanic or other, may have happened. And then we get into the question of how long ago. And I have dug up some very interesting archaeological discoveries in that area, other parts of the world, having to do, again, with civilizations, evidences of skeletons that appear to be as old as 21,000 years, carbon dated, in Mexico. Well, we keep trying to live within the politically acceptable box that civilization started with Sumeria 5,000 years ago.
Sure, maybe we shouldn't do that.
And maybe what's happening off of the western tip of Cuba is perhaps one of those veils is being lifted, that something happened, and it may be very old. They think that at least it's more than 6,000 years old,